This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're now catching up on Jawi's role in helping the Muslim community adapt to the pandemic. And this is coming at a time, of course, when, generally speaking, there's a lot going on. We see Ramadan bazaars usually. We are headed towards Raya celebrations. But this year, things are different. So while wedding ceremonies and Ramadan bazaars have been put on hold, Jawi has tried to ensure that other aspects of religious life for the rakyat have continued. For starters, marriage solemnizations can now be done via video conference. And while prayers at mosques were banned for a while, there it has managed to draft strict SOPs to resume them. So this word has been said so much, but all of this is unprecedented. So we wanted to use this time to look at how fellow Malaysian Muslims have adjusted to these new norms so far. And also, since Raya is just around the corner, how Jawi will address things like Raya prayers and celebrations in general so that everybody stays safe. So we're going to be hearing directly from Jawi. But as we've been talking about, you know, this is a very personal time of year, but it's also a time of year where usually you get to see so many people that you might not in the regular rub of life, right? Your family, your friends, it's time to catch up and connect. So how are you connecting with your loved ones this year? How are you celebrating Raya? Let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApping 018-789-8899, and tweeting us at BFM Radio. Our guest after this is going to be Tuan Haji Muhammad Ajib Ismail, who's the director for the Federal Territories Islamic Religious Department, or Jawi. So if you have any questions, again, you can call us, WhatsApp us, or tweet us, and we'll do our best to get them answered. That's coming your way right after this. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:10. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And this hour, we're starting things off by speaking with Jawi in terms of how they've been helping the Muslim community adapt to the pandemic, especially in light of the festive season. So we now have on the line with us Tuan Haji Muhammad Ajib Ismail, who is the director of Jawi. Thank you so much for being with us today. So firstly, how has the Ramadan month been for you so far? Has it been less busy compared to previous years?
Oh, Ramadan month, I am too busy because so many initiative, Jawi initiative, and so many program. Because I am as the one of the what we call crisis management center committee. That's why every day I attend meeting, and actually after meeting at the Ramadan month, we have a program, we call it program Dapur Itam. We give to all of the mosques 1,000 per day, and we ask 72 mosques to cook for the fasting and to give them the what we call the meal, and we ask them for 1 month, 30 days, to cook something to give to the anak-anak kariah or all of the surround mosque. And we hope with this program, all of the anak-anak kariah or what we call, he said, the mosque is happy. We have also Jawi Food Bank, okay? Jawi Food Bank, we prepare meal for the frontliner, for the asnaf. We have program food for needy every day. And until now, we have spent around 1.3 million to give them makanan bermasak and barangan keperluan asas, around 7 to 8 item at the one basket.
And how has the MCO changed or affected Jawi's scope and day-to-day work, particularly around the Raya season?
Okay, thank you. As everybody noticed that Movement Control Order, MCO, have impact and changed the working culture of various parties, including Jawi. However, Jawi is quick to adapt to this change by ensuring that service delivery to the people continues through various initiatives that also leverage the use of online delivery medium. One of our initiatives is Nikah by video conference.
Yeah, and you know, how many couples have taken part in these virtual Nikah solemnizations?
We have only 26 couples that make Nikah secara video conference.
And what are some of the questions that you've been receiving on the new SOPs surrounding prayer, gatherings and religious practices?
The permissibility of performing the prayer depends on the strict SOP, the standard operation procedure, okay? The list of the selected mosques in the green zone only. We will be cooperate with police enforcement and our enforcement team, as well as to help ensure that the SOP are complied. That's why, actually, for this outbreak of the COVID-19, we advise them to perform solat at their home with the hashtag stay at home. We are looking by the advice from the Ministry of Health regarding outbreak of the COVID-19.
So how have members of the Muslim community responded to the new guidelines? I mean, what has it been like to reconcile long-held practices with the need for public health and safety?
As feedback was received, the average Muslim began to familiarize themselves with the new norm. We are talking about new normal, including religious practice in daily life. All of this is possible because they understand the purpose of this temporary solution and are dependent on the current demands and development.
Now, we've seen Director General of Health, Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah, saying that visitations are allowed on the first day of Raya, and they're allowed, but they're discouraged. Are you concerned about the risk of COVID-19 during this Raya season?
Of course. That's why Jawi also advised the public, especially Muslim in the Federal Territory, to abide by the government instruction through the National Security Council or Majlis Keselamatan Negara and Kementerian Kesihatan during this festive period for the authorization of activities carried out by Jawi, such as the Hari Raya Idul Fitri prayer. Jawi has set strict standard operation procedure to follow to ensure the well-being of the citizen.
So what will prayers on the first day of Raya look like? Are you expecting crowds, for example, to gather at the mosque?
Okay. Actually, our SOP is very clear. Not more than 30%. Okay. They can perform the Hari Raya prayer at the green area, at the mosque at the green area, okay? We will cooperate with the police di Raja Malaysia and our enforcement also to ensure our SOP are compliant. And Jawi provides specific guidance on how to perform the Hari Raya prayer at home and the Hari Raya khutbah text that can be read by the head of the family. That's why maybe the head of the family as a father can read Hari Raya khutbah text by himself.
And on that note, we're not going to be able to observe many cultural and social practices for Raya this year, like balik kampung or visiting the homes of friends and family. How do you think people will be choosing to spend their Raya this time around?
Okay, I think better all of the family, okay, getting with them, okay. But please remember social distancing, okay. And maybe as a father, they can give to their son and yeah, what doctor give duit hari raya also. Okay, they can solat together. Okay, and maybe we can cook ketupat or rendang and give to our neighbor. Not only Muslim, maybe when we have a neighbor from non-Muslim like Chinese or Indians, we can also to give them ketupat and rendang. Because they can visit our house, okay, we can send to them because we celebrate Hari Raya as a new normal.
And finally, what are some important reminders for everyone to keep in mind this Raya season?
For Muslim, it is a celebration of victory over the 1 month fasting test. And obeying the commandments of Allah throughout the month of Ramadan. So, let's celebrate it with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with simplicity.
Tuan Haji, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening and Selamat Hari Raya. That was Tuan Haji Muhammad Ajib Ismail, Director of JAWI, taking us through how things might be different this year and also the role that JAWI is playing in guiding Muslims through the changes this season. And in light of that, as we've been talking about, how are you planning to spend Raya? Are you planning to visit? Are you planning to welcome your neighbours over, for example? And how many? There are all these questions in terms of, you know, the ways in which we celebrate this year. So if you'd like to share your plans, please do. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, we have some Raya tunes. Sharifa Aini with Suasana Hari Raya, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.